In 2018, Claire Munro walked into a thrift store on Areny Afternoon in Portland, Oregon.
She wasn't looking for anything in particular. Maybe a chair for her reading nook, maybe a set of coffee mugs. Instead, in the back corner of the store, she found a painting. It was nothing spectacular, a faded oil landscape of pine trees and a stream, in a chipped wooden frame.
Preistag, $6.
Claire liked it. It had a certain warmth, the kind of thing you hang in a hallway and forget about. She bought it without thinking, tucked it under her arm, and carried it home. For almost a year, it hung in her living room. Then, one day, while dusting, she noticed the frame was loose. She took it down, flipped it over, and saw that the back panel was warped. When she pried it open, something slipped out, a folded sheet of paper, yellowed with age. Inside was a letter. Dated April 12, 1972. It began with three words.
Ikilitea.
The letter was handwritten in block capitals, signed only with the initials HW. It described, in detail, an argument with a woman named Marianne. The writer claimed she had fallen during the fight, hit her head, and died instantly. Panicked, he buried her body near the clearing by Miller's Bridge and left town.
The last lines read,
I couldn't carry this anymore. Maybe this painting will find its way to someone who can.
I can't go to the police.
I have nothing left but this.
Claire Froze.
At first, she thought it was a hoax, maybe an art project or some kind of thrift store prank. But Miller's Bridge sounded familiar.
She searched online.
There had been a Miller's Bridge in rural Washington state, demolished in the late 1980s. And in 1972, a local woman named Marianne Fletcher had been reported missing. Her case had gone cold. Claire wasn't sure what to do. She called a friend, a retired reporter, who told her, "You have to take this to the police." The detectives were skeptical. Without physical evidence, a decades-old letter wasn't much to go on. Still, they kept the letter, photographed the painting, and took a statement from Claire. Months passed without word. Claire assumed it had been shelved. Then, in early 2020, she got a call. During a search of archived missing persons files, investigators had found that H.W. could be Harold Winters, a man who had lived near Marianne Fletcher in 1972. Winters had left town abruptly after her disappearance and was never questioned. Harold Winters died in 1995. A search of property records showed his family had donated household items to thrift stores in the late 90s, including, possibly, the painting. Detectives decided to search the area once known as Miller's Bridge. Despite decades of erosion and changes in the landscape, they found human remains in a shallow grave, along with fragments of fabric matching the dress Marianne was last seen wearing. DNA confirmed the identity. The case was officially closed in 2021. No charges could be filed, but Marianne's family finally had answers. Most people leave behind photographs, letters, maybe a box of keepsakes.
Harold Winters left behind a confession, hidden in plain sight. Why the painting?
Why tuck it behind a cheap landscape and send it into the world?
Maybe it was guilt.
Maybe it was a way of telling the truth without facing the consequences. Maybe he wanted to unburden himself, but only after he was gone. Claire still has the painting. The police returned it once the case was closed. She hung it in her hallway again, this time knowing the story it carried.
She says,
I don't know if I should feel proud that I helped solve a case, or sick that something so ugly was hiding in my home.
Maybe both.
Some objects carry more than dust and age. Some hold stories that refuse to stay buried. And sometimes, the truth hangs quietly on a wall, waiting for someone curious enough to take it down. This was Human Echoes.
I'm your host.
Until next time, stay open, stay curious, and remember, not every work of art is what it seems.